Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, marathon fans. The Olympian basketball is on the air. And at the same time, let me say hello to all the Morris fans again. The Mustangs basketball, boys basketball this time, that's also on the air. I'm Harry Graves, and it's time for Section 4 Class D playoff basketball action here on WCDO. The Marathon Olympians come into this game always playing up, always playing bigger schools. They have a record under 500, but they are looked at as a formidable force. 9-12 is their record. And they are tough. The Morris Mustangs, they have amassed a record that is very, very sweet. 18-1, top ranked in this tournament. Oh, man, we are in for game number two of our afternoon doubleheader here at Dewar Arena on the campus of the State University College at Oneonta, New York. Harry Graves and Billy Blake here for your entertainment this afternoon. So we have already had game one. We put that under our belt. The Franklin Purple Devil girls defeated the Morris Mustang girls. They will be right back here coming up next Saturday for the regional contest, Section 3 against Section 4. But now we find out who will be the boys' representative from Section 4 next week in the game, and we will have that coming up for you in just a moment. Today's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right here on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service, see their professional sales staff or give them a call. It's Sydney, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans from both teams the very best in this game tonight and throughout the rest of the playoff activity. Well, Billy, you've had the opportunity to stare down some of these teams as the players go through their warm-ups. What you seeing?
Well, before we talk about the warm-ups, just looking at this game on paper, I think it's a game that people might overlook because you look at Morris, okay, they're a one seed, they're 18-1, and then you look at Marathon, on paper, yeah, they're a 10 seed and they have 9 wins and 12 losses. So just based on the seeding and the records alone, you would think Morris would run away with this game. But this is an interesting matchup because they're not from the same league. Morris from the Tri-Valley League, and then you have Marathon from the Interscholastic Athletic Conference. And in the IAC, Marathon plays a lot of teams from Class D and Class B. So they're playing a lot of schools that are up a class from them, not really playing too many Class D schools. And you can make the argument that the competition is better at those higher classes. So Marathon has been playing possibly better and much taller teams throughout the regular season. Not taking anything away from what Morris has been able to do this year, because they deserve to be the one seed. They're 18-1, and they are ranked fifth in the state for Class B. But this is a Marathon team you cannot overlook based on their seeding and based on their record. This is a good team. They deserve to be in the finals. They have had some convincing wins to get here to the Dewar Arena for the Section 4 Class D Boys Final. So this is by no means going to be a blowout or anything like that. A really interesting matchup. Really interesting.
We see the Olympians coming in. They are in the Halloween colors. They have their traveling black uniforms, but they have orange warm-up shirts. So as a result, we see them out doing their thing right now. They have a couple of really tall guys in there, and we will have the opportunity to see them as this contest progresses. for the Morris Mustangs. They come in 18-1 in some ways. They have that to their advantage. They have very consistent players in the starting lineup and a couple of really fine off-the-bench players. So we'll find out. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be 18-1 playing pretty much schools your same size? Or will it be a team with a 9-12 record that plays up all the time? Who knows? But we'll be back and tell you about it momentarily. You're listening to High School Hoops here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers & O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry and Billy back here at Suco and Oneonta, if you prefer. Interesting thing. One of the things that we see is the different crews of officials that work these games, Billy. And sometimes they'll be out of the Binghamton chapter. Sometimes they're up here in the Oneonta chapter. We're going to be having a set of officials out of the Elmira chapter coming in to do this game. Tom Owen, John Schock, and Mark Cronin will be the three officials who are out in front of us, and they're going to be ready to go here momentarily. They've set the clock back to 2 minutes and 45 seconds to give all of both of these teams the opportunity to do a little bit of warm-up activity. So while they're doing that, that's going to give me about 30 seconds to do some of the legal work that I want to get done here. And remind you that this game is being brought to you by Otigo Family Dental, by our fine friends at the Johnston Funeral Home in Morris, New York, by Sydney Federal Credit Union, and by Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Proud to be following all Tri-Town area teams all season long. And while we've got a half a second, I also want to give a big shout-out to some of the people who do nice things. And I want to get my soapbox a little bit and give a shout-out to a former Morris Mustang player who played back in the 70s, Joe Miller. He was on some of those really wonderful teams that played for Morris. Well, he and his wife, Cindy, saw a need. Paul Tuttle is battling Crohn's disease and had a whole lot of expenses. And as a result, Joe and Cindy got together, put together a big benefit, raised a whole lot of money to help pay his medical expenses, and that's the neighbor kind of helping one each other out that we like to see. Also want to make mention of the fact that the Service Pharmacy and So Inspirational Primitive Blessings and the UV Athletic Association all came through with gift baskets, and I would be remiss if I didn't thank Terry Potter of Millennia Entertainment. He ended up coughing up some tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters, and he has four tickets for people to go over to see the Oak Ridge Boys playing in SUNY Delhi in just a short amount of time. Well, we're going to be having tip-off coming up shortly, so you're listening to Football. High School Hoops on your station for sports, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Good evening again, everybody. Terry and Billy here, as now we have the reading of all the necessary stuff by field announcer John Horn. I know if I go ahead and do the starting announcements, then we're going to end up having a big noise here coming up later on. So what have you got to go there? Any interesting tidbits? I know you had the opportunity to research both of these teams and tell me what they've done previously in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was able to come here to the Duar Arena for the semifinals and watch Marathon and Morris play, and they really have differing styles, Harry. Morris is a team, they want to run. They want to get up and down very quickly. Where Marathon is a team, they have a motion offense. They have the height advantage in this game. and they have a very good motion offense. So I think it's going to be a tale of the tempo, and whoever controls the tempo will control the game. Marathon is a good half-court team. Not to say that Morris is it, but Morris wants to get a lot more up and down, really get these guards moving throughout the 32 minutes of basketball that we have coming up.
You say that they happen to have a tall team. They do. They have the height advantage, but actually the tallest player on the team, Dan Wickham, a senior at 6'4", is not a starter. The tallest man in there will be number 30. That's Jeff Contry. He is a 6'3 senior, and he'll be introduced here in just a moment. Coming up, as far as the boys are concerned, the winner of this game will be going up against the winner of tomorrow's game that is played at the Carrier Dome. That will be in Section 3 between second-seeded New York Mills taking on fourth-seeded Cincinnatus, New York. New York Mills 18-3, Cincinnatus 16-3. And Cincy would like nothing better than to see Cincy in there against Marathon, because they're right in that neck of the woods up and down the Route 81 corridor. So the reserve players are all being introduced, all getting their moment in the glory, and that will give us the opportunity to say, we will talk about the people who are going to be brought in just a few minutes. Those are the seniors. When we look at who's going to get starting nods, it is going to be number 11. That is junior, 6'1 junior, Dan Lincoln will be starting for the Marathon Olympians, coached by Jim Holland. Also in there, number 12, Cody Berry. He is a senior, 5'9". Number 15, Zach Branstad, a junior at 5'6". He is the shortest member of the Olympians. Then we have 5'10", junior, Tyler Hollerer. And finally, the big man that we talked about before, number 30, that is going to be Jeff Contry. Meanwhile, over across on the other side for the Morris Mustangs, we have in there Terry Smith. Terry Smith is a senior. He wears number 2. Number 12 is going to be 12, Levi Decker. He is a senior who does so much for this team. Number 21, that is Andrew Dougherty. He is a junior. Also getting a starting nod today is going to be number 24. That is Skyler Miracle. He also is a senior. And number 15, out of order on my tag today, is going to be fellow senior Mike DeLuca. So seniors, you've got DeLuca, Miracle, Decker, and Kerry Smith, four seniors starting for the Morris Mustangs. If we look over at the Olympians, they are primarily a junior team with three juniors getting the starting nine. So now the officials are finally taking off their jackets, and we're going to have basketball, my friend.
Going to be a great matchup. Marathon in their visiting black jerseys with the orange numbers, Morris in their home white outlined in blue.
This game is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of any part of this programming without the express written consent of Section 4 and of WCDO Radio, strictly prohibited. Olympians, Lincoln, Berry, Branstad, Hauerer, and Contry are out on the court. Mustang, Smith, Decker, DeLuca, Miracle, and Dougherty are on the court, and we are ready to go. And we have people on both sides of this Dow Arena. and we are underway as the tip is won by the Olympians. Olympians going from left to right in the first quarter. Ball with Dan Lincoln. He drives baseline on the right side. Dumps it off to Tyler Hollerer. Hollerer goes up, and that shot goes up and over the backboard. So that is out of bounds. And they're saying it was tipped by Morris, so it will stay with Marathon.
Now you get the cheer, the hoots, I guess you could call it, from the fans behind us. All Morris Mustang fans are standing, hooping it up as they want things to go.
Cody Berry inbounds for Marathon. Now he gets it back on the left side. Berry driving with the left hand off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Morris.
Levi Decker grabs it down.
And Decker brings it across half court over to Mike DeLuca. There's a baseline jumper for Skylar Miracle, and Miracle, the senior, knocks it down. Morris up 2-0. Zach Brandstat runs the point guard position for the Olympians. He crosses half court, gets the ball over to Cody Berry. Now the ball back to Brandstat. Now it's in the right corner to Tyler Hollerer. Hollerer splits a double team. Top of the key three for Cody Berry. That is short. And offensive rebound for Jeff Contry. Contry can't finish. Contry gets a second rebound. And now we have a jump ball. Good battle between Jeff Contry of Marathon
and Skylar Miracle.
Yeah, those two really going at it.
Well,
but
they weren't going at it. They were both going after the ball and absolutely gripping the ball. They just weren't going to let go. It wasn't they were after each other in any way.
Jeff Contry had 25 points for the Olympians in their semifinal win over Edmiston. Led the team a few nights ago here at the Duar Arena. Pick and roll with Brandstat and Contry, and Contry finishes. Contry, 6'3". Big presence in the paint. Marathon showing a three-quarter court press. Morris is able to beat it. Ball in the hands of Skylar Miracle. Now he picks up his dribble on the left side. He's double-teamed, and he gets it back out to Kerry Smith, and Smith turns it over. It's Zach Brandstat the other way for Marathon, and Brandstat can't make the layup. Rebounded by Morris is Levi Decker. And Decker with the behind-the-back dribble crosses half court. A 2-2 tie just 90 seconds into this contest of the Section 4 Class D Boys Final. Left wing with Levi Decker. Down inside to Miracle. And another turnover for the Mustangs, taken away by Cody Berry. Over to Brandstat. Brandstat tried to get it down low to Contry, and that one was taken away by Miracle. Quick tempo in this game early on, Harry, with a few turnovers for both teams.
Yeah, 2 minutes in, 5:56 on the clock.
Driving for Morris and finishing is Mike DeLuca. DeLuca with the left hand finishing for Morris, and the Mustangs lead it 4-2. Ball down inside of Contry. Kick back out. There's a three for Brandstat, and Brandstat gets it to go.
Well, I'll tell you, Brandstat is all of 5'6", but you can't underestimate that 5'6".
Morris breaks the pressure from Marathon. Ball over to Smith at the top of the key, down inside to Daugherty. Daugherty misses. Offensive rebound for Morris. Picking up the glass with Skylar Miracle, and now we have a foul on the floor against Marathon. That will be on Tyler Hollerer.
Yeah, 23, Hollerer picks up his first foul.
Levi Decker will inbound it for the Mustangs. Across to the right wing to Mike DeLuca for three. That one is a little short. Rebounded by Contry. Contry outlets to Brandstat. Brandstat dribbles right side now to Cody Berry at the top of the key. Berry dribbles to the left side, who is guarded by Decker. Marathon setting up their offense. Ball on the right side to Brandstat. Brandstat guarded by Smith. Now it's back to Berry. Berry driving left, picks up his dribble. Back out to Contry. Contry will try a long two, and he gets it to go.
Oh, I'll tell you. He averages 14 points per game and ends up having four right here, right now.
Morris breaking the pressure again. There's a three. That one's a bit too strong. Offensive putback for Mike DeLuca.
DeLuca did exactly what he had to do that time. He followed that shot beautifully and just tipped it right back in.
7-6 Marathon lead with 4:20 to play and counting in the first quarter. Marathon with possession. Ball in the hands of Zach Brandstat. Over to Berry. Berry gets it down inside to Hollerer. Hollerer dishes it off to his teammate Dan Lincoln, and the junior finishes with the right hand.
Lincoln, one of two Lincolns, both of them juniors. I believe they are cousins. I do not know that. I'm certain someone will correct me.
DeLuca all the way to the hoop, and he's blocked from behind by Contry. DeLuca aggressive there. Nobody stepped up, so he took it right to the hoop, but Contry blocks it from behind. Quick inbound for the Mustangs. Ball over to Smith. Now it's in the right corner with Levi Decker. Decker spins. Now he's on the right baseline, and there is a foul on the floor. That will be on Tyler Holler, and that will be his second personal foul with 3:50 to play. And that will prompt a sub here for Marathon coach Jim Holland.
Yeah, immediately up off the bench, it's going to be Cody Morrison. Morrison, a junior, 5'9", comes into the ballgame.
DeLuca on the inbound, couldn't get it to go, but he goes to the line for two. The initial pass off the inbound was a lob up to DeLuca, and DeLuca out-jumped everybody, but he missed the shot. However, he got his own rebound, and then he got fouled on his own putback, and now he's at the line for two free throws.
So now Contry with his first foul, team third.
And in and out on the first one for DeLuca. Ball skims off the front of the rim, off the back iron, and out. 9-6, Marathon leads it, 3:46 to go, first quarter. DeLuca sets, and the second free throw is up and in. So DeLuca gets one of two, and now a sub for Morris as Aiden Stave, the sophomore, checks in for number 21, Andrew Daugherty.
I'll tell you, when you look at the people that will be off the bench for the Morris Mustangs, two sophomores, Aiden Stave and Cody Myers, have cool, good cool.
Near three thought attempt, but they go down inside to Contry. Contry kicks it back out to Dan Lincoln. Lincoln on the right baseline with the reverse layup. Gets it to go. Dan Lincoln, nice move by the junior, getting the reverse layup to go.
Now you know why so many people say this Marathon team is tough. Lincoln didn't give up that time.
Morris breaks the pressure again from Marathon. Ball with Decker in the center of the court, and Decker goes up and in. Levi Decker was just in the center of the court on that press. Morris found him, and Decker went right to the hoop and finished. And it's a two-point ball game. Marathon 11, Morris 9.
Coach Dave Sander up, shouting out to his players.
Ball Morrison in the corner with Morrison. Morrison picks up his dribble. Now he turns it over. Kerry Smith gets it up to Levi Decker. Decker with the left hand is able to finish. Levi Decker split defenders and finished with the left hand. And this game is tied at 11, and now a charging foul is called as Skylar Merrickle steps in and takes the charge for Morris. That foul will be credited to Dan Lincoln of Marathon. Dan Lincoln with a full head of steam, but Skylar Merrickle, the senior, stepped up for the charge.
Oh, he just simply waited and held his position.
Kerry Smith gets the ball in for Morris. Smith crosses half court, no problem. Ball over to Merrickle down inside. Merrickle gets the man up in the air, doesn't draw the foul.
Aiden Stave
was there to finish. Morris up by two, 13-11.
He is one of those great guys you love to see coming off the bench.
Brandstat tries another three, and he gets it to go. Brandstat has hit two threes over there on the left wing. That seems to be Brandstat's spot in this first quarter. 14-13, Marathon lead, 2 minutes to play. Here is Levi Decker on the left side, and he gets it back to Kerry Smith, but Kerry Smith doesn't get to the ball in time, and that will be a backcourt violation on Morris. Kerry Smith simply couldn't get to the ball, but it was a great hustle play by Smith to just touch the ball, as opposed to letting a Marathon player get it for an easy layup. Marathon inbounding on the baseline, missed layup there for number 20, Cody Morrison. And there's a block as Jeff Contry went up, and he was blocked by a Morris player.
Yeah, it was Mike DeLuca that time who reached in over top, just put his hand on that ball and let it go out of bounds.
Cody Myers, the sophomore, checks in for Morris, replacing Kerry Smith. Contry down inside, draws the foul on Cody Myers, who just checked in, and Contry nearly had an and one, but that ball rimmed in and out.
So that is going to be his first personal. That will be the second team foul.
Jeff Contry at the line. He scored 25 points in that semifinal win over Edmiston, and he doesn't get the first free throw to fall. Cody Berry in that semifinal win against Edmiston had 24 points, including three three-pointers. Contry makes one of two. And now a sub for the Olympians as Isaiah Brooks checks in for Dan Lincoln.
Brooks, a junior, 6'2".
Mike DeLuca brings it up for the Morris Mustangs. Ball over to Myers on the right side. Morris splits defenders, tries to get it down inside to number 20, Andrew Stabe. Stabe lost it, got it back momentarily. Shot goes up, no good. Out of bounds, off Marathon.
Yeah.
Stays with Morris.
I'll tell you, Aiden just put his head down, and he grabbed that ball, and he tried to find the basket, and he was a little too far underneath that time.
And there was a miscommunication on the inbound. It's a steal for Zach Branstad, and Branstad with an easy layup on the other end for Marathon.
He's now the leading scorer, has 8 points, and he's 5'6".
Morris coach Dave Sander put his arms above on the inbound play. Definitely a miscommunication for the Mustangs. Cost them 2 points. Ball at the elbow. Now it's try to get down inside. And that one's stolen again by Marathon. They look to try to get it to Levi Decker down low, but the Olympians come up with a steal. Cody Berry with it. Now it's Contry at the left elbow. Hands it off to Branstad. Branstad drives left back to Contry. Contry misses the layup. Rebounded by Mike DeLuca. DeLuca up to Decker. Decker spins, loses his dribble, tries to draw the foul. No, to no avail, but picking up the mess is Skylar Miracle, and he lays it up and in for two for the Mustangs.
And he has four now.
17-15 Marathon leads, 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. There's a three-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. And now a timeout is called by Marathon with 28 seconds to play.
Yeah, Jim Holland was up saying, trying to get the officials' eye and going, T, I want that timeout. So we have a pause in the action, and what a good game we have. 17-15, being led by the Marathon Olympians. It is High School Hoops on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry and Billy, it's going to be Cody Berry inbounding the ball for Marathon.
Wide open layup for Isaiah Brooks as Cody Berry found Isaiah Brooks. And there's 12 seconds to play in the quarter. And Morris can hold for the last shot, down by four, 19-15. Kerry Smith has checked back in the game. He gets it over to Cody Myers. 3 seconds to go. There's a three for Decker. Decker a bit short on that one. And that does it for the first quarter. So 8 minutes are in the book. A fast-tempo game. Both teams got a lot of players involved in the early going. But at the end of the first quarter, it is Marathon 19 and Morris 15. This is high school basketball on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry and Billy back at Zuko. I'm going to give a shout-out to listeners who are joining us with streaming audio from Dalton, Tennessee, from Camden, New Jersey, from Boston, Massachusetts, from Candor, New York, from Binghamton, New York, from Elmira, New York, no matter where you are, welcome to our broadcast. Morris gets the ball to start the second quarter as Cody Myers inbounds to Kerry Smith. Smith is double-teamed, and there's a turnover. Jeff Contry with a turnover and lays it in with the right hand. Boy, they said that Contry was strong. And that time, he just exploded out in front and just glided up toward that hoop. Ball with Levi Decker over to Smith on the left side. Here is Decker dribbling to his left, goes baseline and goes up and in. Tough move by Levi Decker, but the senior got the tough layup to go.
Yeah, and he's got six in this ball game right now.
21-17, there's a wide open baseline jumper for Isaiah Brooks, and he knocks it down.
Boy, nobody was anywhere near Brooks. They underestimated his ability, and he just, boom, got nothing but net.
Missed assignment there for Morris. Led to that Brooks field goal. There's a three for Cody Myers, and Cody Myers from well downtown.
The sophomore scores three. 23-20 is our score right now. Marathon on top.
Cody Berry brings it up for the Olympians. Gets a ball screen from Jeff Contry. Berry dribbling right, picks up his dribble, dips it down low to Contry. Contry's layup had too much on it off the glass and into the hands of the sophomore for Morris, Cody Myers. Myers with a full head of steam, loses his dribble, and now he's called for the travel as he got on his knee and then got back up.
So it's Myers, Smith, Levi Decker in there, Andrew Dougherty right now, and I believe number 15, Mike DeLuca.
Brandstatt has it for the Olympians. Now it's down to Brooks. Back to Berry. Berry at the free throw line, picked up his dribble. Now a three on the right side for Brandstatt. That one was a bit short, though, and it's rebounded by Morris.
First time he's missed one today.
He made two on the left side, and that one on the right side didn't even find the rim. Cody Myers with the three from the top of the key. He gets that to go. Two threes for Cody Myers.
Oh, Myers made that one look so sweet. And we're down inside 6 minutes.
Game tied up 23-23. Contry. Layup is off the mark. Long rebound comes out to Lincoln of the Marathon Olympians. They keep possession. And there's a turnover as Myers knocks it away from Brandstatt. Myers running the transition offense. And that one goes off of his knee and out of bounds. Marathon ball.
There again, you saw Jeff Contry do such good work. He just simply went for the ball, went all out, and he just broke that play. And on that one, Myers just wanted to go, and they wouldn't let him. He wouldn't give him a break.
Cody Morrison has come back in for Marathon, replacing Zach Brandstatt. Cody Berry brings it up for the Olympians. Right wing to Dan Lincoln. Now it's down to tight to Contry, and Contry finishes right up and over the sophomore Andrew Stipe. 25-23 Marathon. Myers with the ball left wing. He's already made two threes this quarter. Ball over to DeLuca. DeLuca drives on the baseline. That one is blocked by Contry. Back out to Myers for three. Myers with another near make. Ooh, but the offensive rebound. DeLuca had a near end one. He was hit from behind, and he will go to the line for two as DeLuca did a good job on the offensive glass.
I'll tell you, DeLuca is a fine ball player, but so is Aiden Stade.
Foul is called on Marathon's Isaiah Brooks. That is his first personal. Team's fifth, and DeLuca misses the first of two free throws. With Marathon with the edge. 5:06 to play in the first half. And DeLuca gets the second of the two free throws. So it's a 25-24 Marathon advantage. Cody Berry brings it up the floor, guarded by DeLuca. Berry drives right, picks up his dribble. Fadeaway shot is good. Cody Berry with a tough shot right over Mike DeLuca.
5'9 senior and found nothing but the bottom of that net.
And there's a turnover as Dan Lincoln came from behind on DeLuca and knocked it away. Lincoln knocked it right into the hands of his teammate, Cody Berry. Berry dishes it off to Cody Morrison for three, no good. Rebounded by DeLuca. DeLuca loses the ball, gets it back. And coach for Morris, Dave Zander, calls a timeout before we had a jump ball.
That was exactly what we saw earlier in that first game, is lots of times the coaches will call that timeout when they see there's a potential problem.
and lots of times just burn one to make it happen. Look out, things are going to get noisy. Here come the Morris cheerleaders right out in front of us. So we have ourselves a 27-24 ball game. This game being brought to you by Jess F. House, Building Supplies, Sydney Center, New York. By Cohen and Frazier, Builders in Franklin. By the folks at Mang Insurance, always following WCDO Sports. By Oscar Hout Madden Funeral Home down in Harpersville. And, of course, by Maravito Energy Products, always following everything that the kids are doing in the Tri-Town area. John Horn gets the old music cranked up and cuts it right off. The Mustangs have the ball.
Kerry Smith, the senior, bringing it up court for Morris. Ball over to DeLuca. DeLuca on the left wing. Now he's dribbling with his right hand towards the top of the key. Dishes it off to Cody Myers. Myers dribbles to the left side. And there's a foul on the floor. That will be on Marathon's Cody Morrison.
Yeah, Cody Morrison picking up his first. You saw that one coming. Morrison, a junior, 5'9", now going out of the ball game.
Zach Branstad will check back in for Morrison. 4:10 to go and counting, second quarter. DeLuca on the left wing. Tries to get it down inside, a near turnover, but Morris still with it. Myers at the top of the key, over to Kerry Smith. Smith takes a dribble back to Myers, who thought about a deep three. Now Myers takes a three off the dribble. That one was short, but DeLuca on the offensive glass gets it to go with the left hand.
DeLuca looked so good on that one, Billy, because he wouldn't give up. He just waited for an opening to come up. Sooner or later, the hands parted. Boom, the ball goes in the hoop.
Dan Lincoln driving in the driving towards the right for Marathon, and that one is blocked. Ball comes back to Cody Berry for three, and Cody Berry rattles it home.
Boy, I'll tell you.
30-26, Marathon leads this one, as the pace hasn't changed too much since this first quarter. A lot of up and down, a lot of quick buckets for both teams, and Cody Myers with a college range three.
Now, he has three threes. There are six threes in this ballgame. He has three of them, and Branstad has two of them.
30-29, Marathon leads it. Down inside is Tyler Hollerer playing with two fouls.
Lincoln.
Dan Lincoln with a long two.
Yep, but only for two. So Lincoln makes it now 32-29 in favor of the Olympians.
Myers with the ball. Dan Lincoln with the more ball pressure on him, knowing that he can knock down those deep threes. Ball over to Stave. Stave kicks it out. There's a three for Myers. He couldn't find the bottom of the net that time, but it's an offensive rebound for guess who? Mike DeLuca. DeLuca at the elbow now, picks up his dribble and makes the shot. Mike DeLuca with a nice shot off the dribble.
He just knew that was going to go, and DeLuca double figures, 10 points.
Lincoln down inside for Marathon, response for the Olympians.
Yeah, and he comes up with his eighth point of the game.
34-31. Lots of scoring. If you like offense, this is definitely the game to be tuning into. 2 minutes to play, first half. DeLuca over to Myers. Myers, the three-point shooter, lets it fly, but he had a little bit too much that time off the back rim. Rebounded by Jeff Contry. Contry gives it off to Cody Berry. And Berry will try to slow things down, settle down this tempo just a bit. Ball over to Zach Branstad. Now it's Lincoln on the right wing. Contry has it at the elbow. Contry takes a dribble with the left hand, and he is blocked by Aiden Stave. Back out to Berry for three. Berry is short on that. Offensive rebound, Hollerer. Hollerer goes up and draws the foul, and I believe that one is on the sophomore, yeah. Aiden Stave.
Yeah, Aiden went way up that time. When he came down, there was just a man underneath him. That's Stave's first foul, and going to the foul line will be Tyler Hollerer, the 5'10 junior.
1:33 to play in the first half. Marathon up 34-31. And the first free throw by Hollerer is off the back rim. No good. Levi Decker and Skylar Miracle both check back in for the Mustangs. They replaced Cody Myers.
And Aiden stayed.
No, Stave's still in the game. That was Andrew Daugherty that checked out for Morris.
Okay.
And Dan Wickham comes in the game for Marathon. He replaces Tyler Hollerer, who made the second free throw.
Now, for listeners up and down the line, this is not the coach over at Unitigo who has a fine wrestling record. It's not that Dan Wickham. This is a marathon Dan Wickham, and he wears number 22.
Kerry Smith inbounds it for Morris right in front of us here on the sidelines around midcourt. Ball over to Levi Decker, left wing. Gets a pick from Stave. Decker goes all the way to the hoop, tries to draw the foul, gets no whistle, and now we have a whistle as Skylar Merrickle try to get the foot back.
So it's a two-shot situation.
Foul is on Cody Berry, number 12. His first personal team, seventh, but it's two shots regardless for Skylar Merrickle, who was fouled on the shooting attempt. And Merrickle gets the roll on the first free throw. 35-32, Marathon leads it. Marathon has seemed like they've led this game throughout, but it hasn't been by much, about 2, 3, 4 points.
Yeah.
Moore sticking right with them.
It's the kind of game you like to see, my friend.
Jump ball as the second free throw was missed, and the possession arrow favors Marathon. A 1:14 to play in the first half. Zach Branch, that brings it up court for the Olympians. Ball on the right side now with Dan Lincoln. Lincoln with mild pressure from DeLuca. Now it's Contry. Contry picks up his dribble. Back over to Cody Berry. 17 on the shot clock. Still some time for Marathon to work with. Berry at the top of the key now. Dribbling with his left hand. Guarded by Levi Decker. Berry picks up his dribble. Now it's Contry, an elbow jumper, and Contry doesn't get the roll. And that is out of bounds, and it will stay with Marathon. Although it looked like it went off of Dan Lincoln of the Olympians, the ball will stay with the Marathon Olympians, and they will get a fresh 35-second shot clock as well. Cody Berry looks to inbound. Gets it to Lincoln. Lincoln with a near turnover, and indeed it is a turnover as Mike DeLuca takes it away. 2-second differential between the shot clock and game clock. Morris can tie this game with a three. They trail 35-32. Left wing, now ball with Kerry Smith. And there's a turnover. Aiden Stave turns the ball over for the Mustangs. Shot clock is turned off now for Marathon.
Sometimes you can't fire that thing through a bunch of hands, and that's what Aiden tried to do that time.
Cody Berry takes his time. 6 seconds to go. Now 5. He gives it off to Contry. Contry at the elbow. Now it's Brandstat. Back to Contry. Contry releases it in time, but it's off the front of the rim. No good. And that does it for the first half. A seesaw battle back and forth. A physical game, too, at that, Harry. But through the first 16 minutes of play, it is Marathon 35, Morris 32. We will take a quick timeout. We will come back with some first half analysis. It's high school basketball, the Section 4 Class D Boys Final on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at MangInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Billy back here at Suco. Now time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Give them a call. Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. Our game also being brought to you by the fine folks at Twin Valley Finished Lumber, a division of Quality Hardwoods. Also, Hometown Pizza up there in Franklin, New York, and by Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin. And, of course, they're going to have the Franklin Purple Devils just doing it again next weekend. They were winners earlier this afternoon. 51-37 was the score over the Morris Lady Mustangs. Well, Billy, we have been at Mike's side throughout numerous football games, and we have observed in this gym a few basketball games, but not aired any together. I like close basketball games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come from behind is okay, but I don't want to sleep through three quarters of the game. When was it you fell asleep during this game?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't know how you could fall asleep during this game because there's been so much offense, so much up-tempo play, and I'm pretty sure Marathon has led the majority of this game, but the lead has never been more than, I would say, 4, maybe 5 points. Morris has been right there throughout this game, and Morris, honestly, is probably one or two big shots away from tying this game or taking a lead. And, you know, as we said at the top of the broadcast, you know, you look at this matchup, you see a 1 seed against a 10 seed, you don't think much of it, but you know, we knew this was going to be a good game from the start, and it turned out to be. So 35-32 lead for Marathon, and Marathon has a 10-seed looking to get it done in the second half with 16 minutes to go.
The second half was 17-16, won by Morris. The second quarter was 17-16, won by Morris. The first quarter was won by Marathon, 19-15. And you can see right there, it's only 3 points, and there's no wiggle room in there whatsoever. Does this match up with the scouting report that you got doing the press, doing the readings, doing the other things that were there?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. And I actually think one thing is, considering the pace of this game and Marathon leading, you know, Marathon is showing that they can get up and down. I mean, we saw them run their motion offense pretty well, but they are showing they are a team that can run up and down just as well as Morris can. So based on the tempo of the game, it's been favoring Morris, but you look up at the scoreboard and it's Marathon with a 3-point lead. So the edge has to be with Marathon because we know they can run their motion offense and slow things down, but they're showing that they can play in a fast tempo and have a lead against a legitimate team.
Jeff Contract Averages about 14 points per ball game. In this game, he only has 9 so far. Not surprising. Early on, some of the people were saying, boy, I'll tell you, oh, they're tough underneath. They're sort of immovable underneath. And Contry has been very, very good. What can you say? But yeah. The other extreme, he's at 6'3". He's a senior. If you go down there and look at the other extreme, you look at junior Zach Branstad at 5'6". He came in and popped in the first 2 3-pointers, has added a couple more. So he is up to 8 points. Dan Lincoln also has 8 points. Cody Berry for the Olympians has 5 points. 4 for Isaiah Brooks, 1 for Tyler Hollerer. All of the starters have managed to score, and a couple of the reserves, too. If we go over and look at the Morris Mustangs, we said that DeLuca has 10 points. He's the only man in double figures in this ball game. The game that is being led by Marathon by a 35-32 score at the half. So following on DeLuca's heels, we have Cody Myers has 3 3-pointers. He has 9 points total. Then we have 6 for Levi Decker. We have 5 for Skylar Markle. And Aiden Stabe has put in a bucket. So good even scoring with 5 men in the scorebook so far for the Morris Mustangs. Some time ago, back very, very early in my career, there was a rather short player who had a very unusual jump shot. And he released the ball from way back in back of his head. And when we asked him about it, he said, yeah, I grew up in a family with a lot of brothers. And he said, I had to find a way that I could shoot that would get by taller, older brothers. Uh-huh. And he became an outstanding player. I've been watching Zach Branstad. He doesn't have an unusual jump shot. He just has a deadly from downtown shot.
Yeah, and, well, both teams have big 3-point threats. You just mentioned Branstad for Marathon. We
Cody
can't
overlook
Cody Myers, the sophomore. I think he's made three threes in this first half, but they have been deep threes. I mean, these are college range NBA like threes. I mean, and the thing about 3-point shooters, and it's so tough, Harry, because obviously you know when you have a shooter on the floor, that opens things up inside for your bigger guys. And DeLuca has dominated inside on the boards for the Mustangs, and he has more of an opportunity to do so when guys like Myers are on the floor, because the defense has to come out more and put pressure on him, so he's not able to get those 3-point shots away.
You know me, I keep saying, we're only announcers. We're only here to paint the word picture. We're not coaches. My assignment for you, be coaching. Tell me what the heck the coaches are saying to their players in the locker room right now. Today's game being brought to you by Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, New York, by Eggly Machine Company in Sydney, and by the Valley Cafe in Morris, by Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville, all happy to be supporting Tri-Town Area Sports. So, Coach, what are they saying?
Well, I think if you're Marathon, not too much to change. I mean, you have a 3-point lead. Obviously, you do have some foul trouble with Hollerer. But other than that, don't change too much. You played pretty well. I would just say continue to pound the ball inside to Contry. Morris is pretty deep, but they do have a lot of guys they can throw at Contry. But, I mean, he is your go-to guy on the offense. Get it down low and try to draw fouls and get those Morris players on the bench so you work deeper into their roster. As for Morris, I think what you have to do is just try to contain him, and then on the other end, continue to play at this up-tempo that you like so much. But if Marathon continues to show that they can score at this rate, then you might have to consider trying to slow things down in this game, run your half-court offense. And also, too, both teams traveled well. Both fans have a good showing. But by the looks of the crowd, and also, too, based on the fact that the Morris Lady Mustangs had a game earlier, I think Morris has the crowd advantage. So if they can somehow get this crowd back into it, maybe with a big shot or a big defensive play, they have the edge there. Marathon has great fans, too, don't get me wrong. But Morris, to me, they have more, just a few more people here. So that's another thing to consider over these next 16 minutes is the crowd noise here at the Duar Arena.
Yep, that is exactly the way it is. This game being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara. Car and Truck Center, Sidney, New York. Huff Ice Cream of Sidney, New York. By the National Bank of Delaware County in Franklin. And, of course, by Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. You're listening to High School Hoops, the Section 3 Class D Boys Playoff from Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of the State University College in Oneonta, New York, on your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeitkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Billy and Harry back at the Duar Arena on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. Second half, moments away from starting. Both teams back out on the court. They had their warm-ups. Now they go back to their benches to talk over some last-minute strategy. It is the overall one-seed Morris Mustangs taking on the 10-seeded Marathon Olympians. And it is the Olympians with a 35-32 lead as we get ready for quarter number three.
Well, how did these teams get here? If we look at number 10, Marathon, they play mostly the IA schools over to the west of Interstate 81. In the first round, they scored a 75-67 win over South Courtright. Then they came up with, they knocked off number 2, Margaretville, in the quarterfinals, 55-49. And in the game most recently, right here at SUCO, it was 60-46 over Edmiston. The Morris Mustangs drew a bye in the first round. They're top seeded. In the quarterfinals, they were 77-60 over number 8 seeded Southern Cayuga. And then in the semi, it was the same 77 points, 77-39 this time, over 5th seeded Hunter Cannersville.
Both of the teams switch sides. Morris now is going from left to right. Marathon will go from right to left. Down inside for Morris is Skyler Miracle. Kicks it back out to Smith. Now it's on the left wing with Levi Decker. Decker drives inside, got around the defender, but it was blocked by Jeff Contry from behind. Olympians look to push the other way. Hollerer with it. Now it's left wing. Brandstat, a three-point shooter, dumps it off down inside to Contry, and Contry dribbles it off his foot. That's a turnover. Kerry Smith the other way for Morris. Kicks it over to DeLuca. DeLuca down inside, and that layup is around the rim and no good. And now a foul, and that will be on Mike DeLuca of Morris.
So DeLuca picking up his what? His first.
Both teams have their starting lineups from the first half on the floor. For Morris, it's Smith, Decker, Daugherty, Miracle, and DeLuca. And for the Olympians, it's Linton Lincoln, Cody Berry, Zach Branstad, Tyler Hollerer, and Jeff Contry. Contry with a 15-foot jumper from the top of the key. That's good. Jeff Contry showing off his mid-range game.
I'll tell you, he is one impressive player. I don't care.
DeLuca crosses half court. Marathon has been pressing throughout, but Morris, for the most part, has beaten it without turning the ball over. Kerry Smith has it. Now it's over to DeLuca. DeLuca skips it across to Decker. Decker on the right wing, down inside to Miracle. Miracle goes up, tries to draw the foul, no whistle, and it's out of bounds off the hands of Andrew Daugherty. So the ball goes back to Marathon with a five-point lead. Cody Berry, the senior, looks it at 5'9", brings it up the floor, who's guarded by Levi Decker. And that's a little iso play as Cody Berry got right around Decker, but the shot was too strong, didn't even hit the rim, but Marathon gets the long rebound. It's the 5'6", Zach Branstad, who got that rebound. Berry tries a three. That one is also short. Rebounded by Lincoln, and Lincoln finds Hollerer, but Hollerer can't finish with the left, and now he picks up a foul on the other end of the floor. Hollerer was frustrated that he didn't make the layup, and then he was a bit over-aggressive on the steal, and he picks up his third personal foul.
Kerry Smith moving the ball across midcourt for the Morris Mustangs. Comes off on the near side to Mike DeLuca.
Down inside, it's Miracle. Miracle too strong. DeLuca on the offensive glass, no foul. DeLuca gets it right back, and again he's blocked by Contry. Marathon goes the other way now. Up to Contry inside. Contry is blocked. Daugherty with a huge block on Contry, and a few players go stumbling down in front of the Marathon bench. It's a foul. And that one's called on the Olympians. It's on Dan Lincoln.
Ooh. That's his second.
So Hollerer on the floor for Marathon with three fouls, and Dan Lincoln just picked up his second. DeLuca with the ball, top of the key.
Aiden Stabe up off the bench, getting ready to come back in. He's checked in at the scorer's table.
Three-point attempt for Levi Decker from the left wing. Now it's a bit short. Offensive rebound by DeLuca, and DeLuca with a heads-up play threw it off of a Marathon player, so possession stays with Morris. Aiden Stabe, the sophomore, back in the game for Andrew Daugherty. Kerry Smith gets the ball on the inbound. Over to Decker. Back to Smith. Smith on the right side of the floor, down inside to DeLuca in the paint. Back out to Decker. Decker for three, no. Rebounded by Hollerer. Hollerer hands it off to Cody Berry, outlets it up to Branstad. Dan Lincoln gets it now, and he hands it off to Contry. Contry showing off the jumper again. That was about a 16, maybe 17-footer on the right baseline. And Marathon up by seven.
And he's up to 13 points in this ballgame.
Levi Decker has it, keeps his dribble, and Decker stumbles to the floor. That's a foul on Dan Lincoln, I believe, and that will be his third.
Yep, that's Lincoln. They wave number 1-1 fingers.
No subs yet for Marathon coach Jim Holland. He will leave two players on the floor with three personal fouls. DeLuca drives and is blocked from behind by guess who? The 6'3 senior, Jeff Contry.
Everybody was saying that they're very good, very strong in underneath, and that is exactly right.
Kerry Smith at the left elbow. Over to Levi Decker for three, and Decker knocks it down. Big three for Levi Decker to cut that deficit to four.
He gets the fourth three-pointer for the Morris Mustangs. Myers has the other three.
Hollerer on the left wing, goes up with the right hand, but he can't finish. Rebounded by DeLuca. DeLuca brings it up the floor himself. Back over to Decker. Decker, left wing, tried to kick it back out, but it's turned over. Branstad gets it, throws it up to Hollerer. Hollerer back to Branstad three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by DeLuca.
Do you get the feeling that this is really a well-coached team?
And now a backcourt violation as Lincoln tried to hand it off. Lincoln tried to get it back to Branstad. There was another player there for Marathon all near the block line at center court, but it was clearly an over-the-back call. Marathon just couldn't get a clean grip on the basketball. Marathon crowd into it. They are right behind us. It's a 39-35 Marathon lead. 3:15 to play third quarter. Kerry Smith with the jumper on the right wing. He gets it to go.
Oh, Smith picks up two. His first 2 points of the ball game.
39-37. Contry with the jumper. Doesn't get it to go on the roll. And now a foul. And that, I believe, will be the fourth personal foul on Dan Lincoln. Yes, it is.
It is. Very interesting.
So Cody Morrison will come in for Lincoln, who has to take a seat with four fouls. And there's still 11 minutes left in regulation. So Dan Lincoln will probably be on the bench for quite a chunk of time now with those four personal fouls.
We haven't seen all that much substitution as far as Coach Jim Holland is concerned.
Kerry Smith with the jumper off the dribble. Kerry Smith with back-to-back field goals. And it's a 7-0 run for Morris. It's a 39-39 tie.
It hasn't been tied up since way back at 23-23. And it was all Marathon between those two ties.
Left wing, Cody Morrison has it. Kicks it back out to Branstad. Now it's Contry. Contry has shown this quarter he can knock down some mid-range jumpers. Hollerer in the paint, gets it to go. Tough shot for Hollerer. Morris fans wanted a traveling call. They didn't get it.
And Hollerer gets his first 2 points of the second half.
41-39, Marathon leads. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Decker with a jumper from the right wing. That was a three-pointer. He had too much on that one. And it's rebounded by Branstad. Branstad to Contry. Ball nearly thrown away, but Cody Berry gets there first. And now Marathon coach Jim Holland will take a timeout with 1:51 to go. Both players on both teams there could use a breather at this point.
Absolutely.
We've gone quite some time without a stoppage in play.
You're listening to High School Hoops from the State University College in Oneonta, New York. High School Hoops on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Marion Billy at Duar Arena, 41 for the Marathon Olympians. The Morris Mustangs, 39, at least momentarily.
Cody Morrison misses the three for Marathon, rebounded by Mike DeLuca. Here comes Morris on the other way, and there's a turnover. Cody Berry takes it away. Cody Berry, with his left-handed dribble, brings it up across half court. He's guarded by Decker.
They're just people that have just glue on their fingers, and Cody Berry is absolutely one of those players.
And Cody Berry gets around Decker. Decker lost his footing, and Cody Berry couldn't knock down the three. Here's DeLuca the other way. DeLuca loses the ball, comes away to Berry. Now it's up to Jeff Contry, and Contry misses the layup, gets his own rebound, and now he's blocked by Cody Myers. Ball comes back to Marathon, though. They still have it. Cody Berry back to Branstad. A deep three for Branstad off the front of the rim, and there's a foul on the floor.
Probably going to be on number 12, Cody Berry, I do believe. We'll have to wait until we see. There's the signal. Yep, it is. Number 12, Cody Berry, the senior, picking up his second. You tell me any college game that you did this year that's exciting as this one.
I can't name one. This is from start and from the opening tip. It's been so close, and play has gotten a bit chippy here in this third quarter. The officials are letting a lot of things go at this point. Morris down inside. It's number 24, Scott Americal, and that's blocked by Contry again. Contry, I don't know if we've been keeping numbers on his blocks. He's got at least four, maybe five, maybe even more than that at this point. 1 second differential between the shot clock and game clock. Contry at the foul line. Now Contry gets it back, and Contry finishes with the right hand. 43-39, Marathon leads. Under 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Morris can hold for the last shot. Levi Decker, a three, no good. Long rebound comes to Morrison. Morrison will throw it up, and that one is wide left, and that ends the third quarter.
Our scoreboard isn't caught up to date yet. Contry now has a whole bunch of points. He has 15 all by himself, and our Stadiorama scoreboard has fallen behind. It is an excellent night of basketball. Everybody in the stands has to be enjoying this one whole bunch. Whew. Don's Deli in Franklin, NBT Bank, your banker for over 150 years. And the C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney, they're all big supporters of high school sports on WCDO, as well as our friends at the Amphenol Corporation. Oh, everybody is at it. Everybody is enjoying it. If you came here and you were dissatisfied with what you saw in the girls' game at 4 o'clock, that one was won by Franklin by a 51-37 score. Well, don't go home yet, folks, because this one ain't over, as they say. Eight more minutes. 43-39 is our score. I want to give a tip of the hat to the two fine ladies who run the clock and the scoreboard here at our field house in Oneonta. They do a great job. I've worked with them time and again, usually over at that side, but they're doing a great job of keeping things going here tonight.
Marathon with a four-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. Billy Blake, Kerry Graves with you. And Cody Berry will bring it across half court, who's guarded by DeLuca. Cody Berry driving right, kicks it off to Isaiah Brooks, who has checked in, and Isaiah Brooks makes the baseline jumper.
Brooks making his first appearance here in the second half, picking up his first 2 points. It's going to be Aiden Stabe, who will go off in there to Skylar Miracle. Miracle in underneath, puts it up, a scramble for the ball, and finally it's Tyler Hollerer, who comes out with the basketball.
Back to Cody Berry, who dishes it off to Brandstatt. Hollerer over to Morrison. Cody Morrison still in the game as Dan Lincoln is on the bench for the Olympians with four personal fouls. Berry picked up his dribble, finds Hollerer. Back to Berry. Down inside to Hollerer. Less than 10 on the shot clock. Berry a three from the right wing, too strong. And the rebound is tipped out to Kerry Smith.
I think they just simply feel that they've got to really be tight defense on the Olympians, and you can tell by the cheer. Another three-pointer is put up by Morris. And it is going to be who? Myers again?
Myers hit another three for the Morris Mustangs. And there's a turnover. Hollerer lost the handle on it, and Myers picked it up, and he hands it off to DeLuca. A three-pointer on this possession could tie it for Morris. It's Myers in the right wing. He tries a three. And now it's off the front of the rim, rebounded by Marathon. Boy, Cody Myers, a streaky shooter.
Hollerer just simply tries to slow things down, get things set back up, and now he brings the ball over to the near side to Zach Brandstatt. And with that, we're going to have timeout called. I believe they will say it is going to be called, I want to say, by the Olympians.
Yep.
Is that who it was? All of a sudden, he's being pointed to the other direction. So 6 minutes, 16 seconds, that's all we've got left. So we'll take another quick timeout, and we'll be right back. It is High School Hoops on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we have had certain high school games during the course of the year where you said, why did I bother to show up? This is not one of those games. Tremendous contest. Here we go, Billy.
Marathon gets the ball back after they called the timeout, and they get Jeff Contry back in the game. Contri. Goes to his right and draws the foul, and he goes to the line for two. He nearly had an and one. But it will be Contri, the senior, at the free throw line shooting two.
Must be Skylar Miracle. He's the only guy that's got that many numbers. So when I love the refs here. When they hold up their fingers, that's what you can tell. You can tell also that it's going to be Contri at the foul line. He gets the first of two. Now stares down the second one, and bingo on that one.
47-42, Marathon leads it. 6 minutes to play in the quarter. Myers on the left wing, three-point shooter, but he picks up his dribble and gets it back to Decker. Down inside to Miracle. And Miracle loses it, stripped from behind. It's Isaiah Brooks who took the ball away from Marathon. And now they get the ball in the hands of their guard, Cody Berry. Berry has lost his dribble, but he gets it over to Contri on the left side. Berry driving left. And there will be a blocking foul on the Mustangs. That's number 12, Levi Decker, called for the blocking foul.
His first foul. Both of those teams are very well coached, and each coach has his players sticking exactly to his plan. And the plan for Dave Sander is guard the Olympians tight. And boy, I'll tell you, the Mustangs are sticking like glue.
Momentary pause in the action, just some.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers & O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
It will be Morris inbounding the ball. Levi Decker gets it into DeLuca, and that will not be a backcourt violation. Some Marathon fans wanted it. DeLuca goes all the way to the hoop and finishes for 2 points, 57-53. A quick inbound for Morris, and there was a foul on DeLuca.
57-53, and the clock runs down to 24.2 seconds.
Two shots for Zach Branstad.
Zach Branstad will shoot two.
That's a two-possession game, regardless of what happens at the free throw line here for Branstad, as he misses the first.
So Branstad can hit three-pointers from downtown. He's now missed two in a row from the charity stripe.
Second free throw is up and in for Branstad. 58-53, Marathon leads it. Shot clock is turned off, but it doesn't matter. 20 seconds to go. Levi Decker driving in the paint, goes up, no good. Rebound to Luca. That goes up and in. And a quick timeout called by Morris coach Dave Sanders.
Now, 58-55 is our score. 14 seconds. You wanted to see an exciting ball game. You are seeing it here. It's always better when you're up by the 3 points than when you're down by the 3 points. But anything is possible in a game like this. Woo! Hang on to your hats, folks. It gets that way. We mentioned before that the officials in this ballgame have done a terrific job. They're out of the Elmira Board of Officials. Mark Cronin, John Schalk, and Tom Owen. I'll notice, are these all your college students up above on the running track that are getting a bird's eye view of the game at the top of Duar Arena here? So, this horn sounds, and one more time, the Morris Mustangs come onto the court, and the Marathon Olympians come in. It will be Marathon inbounding the ball. Both coaches have set their plans. Here we go.
Oh, Dan Lincoln is wide open, and Lincoln will have an easy layup. Dan Lincoln got a screen from a teammate, and Morris didn't pick him up. It's a five-point game. The clock running down. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. The Marathon Olympians upset the Morris Mustangs in the Section 4 Class D Boys Final, and the Olympians will go on to the state tournament. What a game, Harry. This game, one of the best high school games I've witnessed in quite some time. An impressive win for the Marathon Olympians. And they get the win as the number 10 seed in the Section 4 tournament. And they do it on the Duar Arena floor at SUNY Oneonta.
Well, one of the things that you're going to find is that, if nothing else, this really has to be pump-up time for the IAC, for the Interscholastic Athletic Conference, because they've had school after school after school do really well this year. I went down and saw Unitego end up getting beat by Watkins Glen. And I'm telling you, the basketball that they play out in that western half of Section 4 is pretty darn good. People leaving here today are leaving having seen a pretty darn good ball game. Well, John Horn is making things a bit loud over away, across the way, so what we will do is we will do our pencil work here, and we'll get ready to go with a final wrap-up momentarily. It is sports on a Saturday. High School Hoops on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at mengeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it's Terry and Billy back here at Suco in Oneonta, New York. They are now giving the consolation awards to the Morris Mustangs, and what a game, what a performance.
Yeah, this game from start to finish, Harry, was unbelievable. And the second half was a game of runs. I mean, Marathon had their lead around 7 to 9 points at one point. Morris responded with a run of their own, and I don't think Morris ever had a lead in the second half, Harry, but they tied the game a couple times, and just when it seemed like Morris would get over the hump and take a lead, Marathon would respond with a run of their own and get that lead back to 7 points or back to 9 points, and they end up getting out of here with a 5-point victory over Morris. An impressive game for both teams, and either of these teams deserve to move on. This was a classic battle, an instant classic in my mind, and it's a shame that these two teams aren't in the same conference in the regular season, because it'd be nice to see these two teams play more often in the regular season.
Oh, I'm telling you, that would just absolutely drive you nuts. If I look at some of the scoring, let's look first for the Morris Mustangs. The leading scorer for the Morris Mustangs is number 15, Mike DeLuca. He has 19 points. A couple of guys came through with super performances of 12 points apiece. They include number 23, Cody Myers, and number 12, Levi Decker. We have 6 points for Skylar Markle. We have 4 points for Kerry Smith. We have 2 points for Aiden Stabe. All in all, just a terrific performance. If you look across the way at the Marathon Olympians, we have 21 points for Jeff Contry. We have Dan Lincoln also in double figures with 10 points. All of these stats are unofficial. Zach Branstad ends up with 9-6 apiece for Cody Berry and Isaiah Brooks. 5 for Tyler Hollerer, as it was just one of those days when there's excitement at Suco. I guess that's the best way of saying it. So the all eyes now will look over to the Carrier Dome, where the game tomorrow will be between second-seeded New York Mills taking on fourth-seeded Cincinnati. It is going to be an 18-3 team. New York Mills taking on Cincy at 16-3. As far as Cincy is concerned, they have beat up on Brookfield, Lyme, and McGraw. And New York Mills has topped Copenhagen, Oriskany, and Faith Heritage. So those are the three games that each of these has played so far. The Olympians of Marathon are being hyped out front, and they are doing their thing right now. So the dynamic defensive player, brought to you by the fine folks at the Meng Insurance Agency, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. Defensively, you could give it to about 10 guys out there.
Yeah, this was extremely difficult. Just looking at both of these teams, both rosters have some very good defensive players, but in the end I went with Cody Berry for Marathon. just he seemed to have very good perimeter defense on the guards that Morris has. And Morris, such a deep team, they have good depth at the guards, they have good depth down low. But Cody Berry did a good job on the perimeter defending those Morris guards, so he is the defensive player.
Well, the Outstanding Offensive Player Award being presented by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day. And they are happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. Is there any question on this one?
No, not really. Like Jordan Beers, we saw the leader of that Franklin team, Jeff Contry, the leader of this marathon team. And in that second half especially, he was able to show that not only can he score in the paint around the basket, but he can knock down some jumpers outside. He has very good range from about 10 to 15 feet. It didn't matter if it was along the baseline or at the elbow. He was knocking down shots, expanding that Morris defense. And the scene, I mean, this is his senior year. This is his time. This could have been his last high school basketball game, but it isn't. He's going to go on to the state tournament, and he is today's offensive player of the game.
The interesting thing of it is when you look at the style of Jordan Beers and you look at the style of this game's offensive player in Jeff Contry, Contry is just so cool. He is such a machine.
Absolutely.
You didn't see expressions of any sort of anger or argumentativeness or anything else. He was just a really fine-looking player. 6'3", as we said, a senior, and it gives him the opportunity to go out in style.
And I think the result of this game goes to, I think this is a the marathon's a legitimate threat in the state tournament. This just goes to show you throw seedings out the window once it gets to these sectional tournaments. So if your team's from other sections and you saw that Marathon was a 10 seed in their own tournament, you can't just dwell on that. You have to understand that this is a very good team led by Jeff Contry and their guards. So much congrats to the Marathon Olympians to get it done today, 60-55.
Well there, Billy, I want to thank a whole bunch of people, of course, all of our sponsors who make these games possible. I also want to give a big tip of the hat to Joe Gardner, who handles everything back and tears his hair out in the main studio, but does a terrific job of keeping everything going. I want to thank people who came through and sponsored our game, who listened to our game. And I especially always want to be able to tell you what a pleasure it was to share a mic with you. Best of luck on TV side, on radio side, whatever the heck you decide
Thank
that you're
you.
Going to do. It has been a pleasure. This may very well be our last game together unless you decide that baseball side you're going to come down to Oneonta this year, and or I happen to be in Albany and harass you. We'll see where that goes. So, in any event, Billy Blake, the voice of the, well, I don't know what I want to say. I guess I'll say the Red Dragons, because you probably do as many sports games here, don't you, as any other student?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, yep.
So, if you happen to catch him, he's a dragon, a Red Dragon. He's Billy Blake. I'm Harry Graves. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. And once again, from Suco in Oneonta, good night, everybody.